Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 13th. Congressman Scott Tipton recently talked with Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK in Carbondale about a variety of topics. Yesterday, in part one of their interview, Tipton talked about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DREAM Act, and how the tax bill overhaul would benefit workers earning less than $100,000 per year. And here in part two of the interview, Tipton talks with Amy Haddon Marsh about the Secure American Energy Act.
Moving on to the Secure American Energy Act, you are a member of the Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is your stance on the Secure American Energy Act?
I think it's a positive step forward. To be able to call for all of the above, there are no environmental issues that are going to be lifted. But it is going to be able to provide an opportunity to be able to create American energy security, American jobs, and also the benefit as well, money coming in off of the leases on the offshore end of it. We'll actually be going back to the Department of Interior for conservation efforts, for infrastructure efforts, to be able to address a lot of issues that are important to Americans on a number of fronts.
Well, I'm a little confused. The act appears to impact the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. And these are three important and long-term, as you know, environmental protection laws. And the act appears to impact those to streamline oil and gas development onshore and mining, oil and gas, and wind energy development offshore. It prohibits the setting aside of undersea national monuments that would interfere with offshore oil and gas development and mining, and it seems that this is endangering animals and public lands. Can you respond to that?
You know, actually, when you use the word streamlining, that's probably the key word for you to be able to focus on. That means we have an abundance of regulations that are in place, many that are overlapping, that delay responsible energy development. That can also include, by the way, renewable resources, to be able to streamline those regulations, not eliminating them, but streamlining those regulations to make sure that we're creating, again, that energy security, but being able to do it in a responsible way.
Critics of this bill are concerned about how transferring federal permitting process for onshore leasing to the states will circumvent the National Environmental Policy Act. Your thoughts?
You know, I think actually a lot of our states, and there isn't complete exclusion of this. They've still got to have the same requirements, but being able to apply them, our state government is often held up as an example of what ought to be a model for many onshore states in terms of how to be able to handle responsible energy development. NEPA is still going to be national law. They're going to have the same or better standards to be able to address it.
Thank you very much.
Amy, thank you.
In a glance at headlines from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the U.S. Forest Service has given the go-ahead to Arch Coal to expand coal leases in the North Fork Valley. Potentially, the two lease expansions will allow Arch Coal to mine about 1,700 acres beneath the Sunset Roadless Area. Monday's decision allows the Bureau of Land Management to decide if it wants to modify the leases. The BLM will also decide whether to permit exploration on the leases if they are issued. Such exploration would involve drilling into underground coal reserves to determine if mineable quantities exist. The lease authorizations could allow Arch Coal to build roads and drill wells to vent methane it would encounter in the underground expansion of the West Elk Mine near Somerset. West Elk remains the single largest industrial source of methane emissions in Colorado. The BLM had yet to make a decision on the lease modifications. If the BLM gives its approval, Arch Coal could move bulldozers on site and start work as soon as Friday. In other mineral extraction news, work is set to begin immediately on a $5 million project to improve 64.3 Road, east of Colburn, in Mesa County. Trucks and machinery need improved access to the Bull Mountain area, which was recently opened for significant oil and gas extraction. The Mesa County Commissioners on Monday approved the contract with construction company ConSci Inc. of Grand Junction, which can begin work on the road immediately due to the mild winter. Mesa County is paying $2.9 million for the project, with the remaining $2 million coming from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. At least one lane of the road is to remain open at all times during the construction project, which is set to run through 2018. And two more lawmakers have joined Congressman Scott Tipton in an effort to have the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management moved to Grand Junction. Representatives Ed Perlmutter of Arvada and Jared Polis of Boulder, both Democrats, have signed on to Tipton's bill as co-sponsors. Tipton and Senator Cory Gardner offered identical bills in the U.S. House and Senate calling for the move. The BLM manages 247 million acres of land, mostly in the West. The agency employs 600 people. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has stated that it would make sense to move the BLM headquarters and its staff to Denver until a suitable home office could be established in Grand Junction. Just as Colorado has achieved a historic level of health insurance coverage, new tax legislation making its way through Congress is projected to leave 13 million more Americans, including 235,000 Coloradans, uninsured. Local consumer groups are saying not so fast as the GOP's tax legislation advances in Congress. Eric Galatis has more.
As Republicans work to bridge divides between the House and Senate versions of their new tax legislation, consumer advocates are warning that the measure could have significant health consequences. By removing the Affordable Care Act's mandate for all people to buy health insurance, the GOP hopes to keep deficits low enough to pass the law with a simple majority vote. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says that won't help working families in Colorado or anyone struggling to pay for coverage in the individual marketplace. Fox says that without the mandate, younger and healthier people could choose to not buy insurance, and that would leave more older and sicker people in risk pools, which would drive up costs. He says Coloradans who already face rising premiums on the individual marketplace could see those costs increase by an additional 10% each year. Supporters of the move claim middle-income families will see losses in health subsidies offset by additional tax cuts. Fox notes that while tax cuts for corporations will be permanent, cuts for the middle class are set to be phased out. He's also concerned that the GOP's proposal to increase the federal deficit by $1.4 trillion will result in cuts to social programs that middle class and struggling families rely on.
In the GOP budget, we know that they ask for $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and another $400 billion in cuts to Medicare.
GOP leaders have promised that tax cuts will boost the economy and pay for themselves. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.